The electioneering period is over. The progressives all emerged victorious in Alamacho. Victory parties are going on across all our 6 LCDAs. Come May 29 and June 14, 2023, it will be a new dispensation. The need to redeem pledges made to the youths during the campaigns would be expected. For years, our secondary school students in Alamacho have been doing the best in making sure they project the LGA in Lagos, and showcase our strength to the world. We do not just brag of our huge population, but the huge intellectual resources nestled in our land, foremost among them being our secondary school students. All representatives during their campaigns made mention of youth empowerment and investing in education. What better way to invest in education than taking on the responsibility to invest in bright minds that do us proud in Alamacho? At the 2022 Lagos State Student Entrepreneurship Activity Hub, C-Hub, competition, the Alamacho Senior Grammar School won the Most Innovative Business and C-Hub Champion of the Year awards, while Abesan Senior High School, Alamacho won the Best Use of Technology Award. The best team in the exhibition was won by Jokande Estate Comprehensive Senior College, the first runner-up was Abesan Senior High School, Alamacho, and the second runner-up was Marin Community Senior High School. In February, the United States Consulate launched a drone soccer competition in Lagos to promote science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, STEM, among Nigerian students. Unsurprisingly, the first, second, and third positions were won by students in Alamacho schools, with Abesan Senior High School coming third, with prize money of $1,500, over number 980,000. In August, NGWA Ogu Ifeoluwa Ugochi of Abesan Senior High School, Ipaya, was rewarded with the sum of number 150,000 after she emerged winner of the third South African Airways Essay Competition, SAAEC, 2022. Most recently, another student, Wisdom Nwomuma, beat 52 students to win the 2022 Secondary School Essay Competition organized by the Lagos Chamber of Commerce and Industry. These are just a few of the many laurels and recognition students from public schools in Alamacho brought to our community. With Adebule at the Senate, Ayuba at the House of Representatives, Joseph and Orolope at the State House of Assembly, it is hoped that they would use their offices to pass bills and move motion that would benefit these young ones who will one day take education and technology in Alamacho to the international community.